Good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can't hide to do. God is good when, all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Good morning, world. Good morning. It's Monday. Motivational Monday. We're going to talk about it. Funny Monday, we gonna talk about it. Laugh my ass off Monday, we gonna talk about it. Yes, good morning. You chilling with your girl, the why and why not, because we can, as I explained earlier. We are chilling in the mansion today. Yes, I get another lovely day to look at the sea today. Ain't that beautiful? I mean, God is blessing. You understand me? God is blessing all the time. Now listen, he may not be there when you want him, but he always on time. All right, Motivational Monday, Kiki Monday. Let's talk about it. We have a lot of topics today to get into. Let's jump right on into it, shall we? We shall. Good morning. Now listen, it is some of you parents' time today. It's some of you parents' time. Now, this is how we're going to get into this. All right. So, Mr. CW done called off Mr. Bootsy and T.I. for not being good parents. Now, that's what he's saying. Now, we don't know nothing about these men's parenting skills and what they do with their kids because we don't see it. But allegedly, they finna have a show. Okay, who wants to see that? Who wants to see, okay, LaBootsy chastising this baby, T.I. too? I don't know. I have mixed emotions, though. You know, I'm going to look at it a couple of times because, you know, it's new and everything. And since people are starting to call folks out for the bullshit that they do to their children you understand me? Shit they do with their children. I don't know if it would be that interesting. You know, because, you know, I mean, yeah, we know the artists. We know the men. We don't, you know about their parenting skills. Normally, the mamas them take care of that. Like I say, I'm going to watch it a couple times because it seemed like it's interesting. Okay? So I'm going to look at it just, you know what I'm saying? To see, you know, to cure my little curiosity at best. Okay, now they still on it, going back and forth. To me, this shit is getting tiresome because, like I said, fellas, they can't argue with somebody who ain't arguing back. All right, this man is still on it. He's denying the rape allegations, allegedly, that, you know, some of the platforms had put out, you know, because they said he used the R word and this and that, and, you know, he has victims. He's denying the whole allegations. He said, find his victims and then we can talk. Okay, if that not cocky, I don't know what the hell is, all right? Like I said, get a man enough rope and he'll hang himself. It always happens, okay? All right, in other news today, ladies, listen, y'all, and this shit been going on for years, okay? Because I, too, had a strong mother, a strong-willed mother, okay, who believed in the children should contribute to the home. You understand me? But my question today is, okay, one thing about my mother, let me tell y'all something about this here one, strong-headed mule, all right? One thing about my mother is when you're in the home and you're able-bodied working, so say that you're 15. Bitch, 15 means McDonald's, or 16, McDonald's takes you. My mother was like, okay, she can work. She can go to school. She already made good grades. Okay, that's in the bag. But she can work too, sir. They was like, yeah, my mother started all of us out at 15 at McDonald's. You're going to work and contribute to the home, especially if you're 16, 17, 18. That's normal ages where you help your mom in your home. My question to you is, once you pass, I'll give you 30. I'm going to give y'all 30 because some of y'all some late bloomers. Some of y'all ain't going to get it together till around 30. So we're going to say 30 because I didn't kick my baby out. Let me tell y'all about my mother. Say what you will. And she believed it contributed to the home. But guess what? If your ass wasn't acting right, you got to go. You got to leave the home. See, I was kicked out at 17. I didn't do that, but I was bad. But I didn't do nothing that time. But I got kicked out. And when I got kicked out, it seemed like all my sisters got kicked out too. And believe me, they wasn't 17. So if I was 17 and I had three under me, so that means I had one at 11 and 12. Baby, I had to learn to be adult fast. You understand me? It wasn't no joke. See, back in the days when our parents wanted their space, they just wanted their space. But see, let me tell y'all something about back in the days and parents. Back in the days, parents groomed their kids to be able to take care of themselves. They made sure they knew the values of life. They made sure they knew how to pay the rent, how to get food, how to make food, how to clean your house, how to take care of your sisters. I don't care. My mother did that. She made sure I knew the essentials of life, how to make my stepfather, my father, which I call him now, period, how to make my father his lunches for work, how to prepare for a husband. See, I was groomed for that early and didn't even know it. You understand me? So when I was, oh yeah, and then held down a job myself, even though it was 4 hours a day, it was still a job. You understand me? And then I had to come home and work 4 hours a day because the house didn't clean itself. My sisters didn't learn their homework by themselves. You see, my mother wasn't no joke. Okay, it's because she came from a big family. So she didn't want to clean and everything all the time because her mother made her clean and shit. And they had a lot to clean. So she made her sure her little soldiers knew what to do so she wouldn't have to. You understand me? We didn't have to depend on her. We were already soldier ready. Okay, let's talk about it. We were already soldier ready. We're talking about then versus now. Okay, then they made sure before they took their kids out into the world, some of them did, that we knew what we was doing. Well, my mother did. She did. You understand me? Right. So, right, when we got a certain age, I took care of my sisters, them, and everything, and we moved out of our mom's house. We moved out early. We didn't play with her. Okay, first of all, we didn't want to hear her mouth. We got tired of paying all her bills. Moms was kicking it like she didn't have a care in the world. She didn't have to pay bills. She didn't have to do shit but eat shit and die. Okay? And she did all that very much so, except that my mother's still alive. You know, she eat shit and chill. She went to the club. Back then it was the club. You know, the whole bar. You know what I'm saying? The player's choice over there on Manchester and Western. Yeah. Have y'all ever been there? Oh, baby, it was nice. Oh, that was the lick back in the what? 80s, 90s and shit. That was the shit. Okay? Those were the clubs. Those were the place to be in California, L.A. You know, Figueroa over there where the whole bar was. Oh, yeah, baby. It was a club called Whole Bar. Okay? You wasn't shit unless you was up in there. Okay, what was y'all parents at every Friday and Saturday night? At the motherfucking Whole Bar? The player's choice? You see what I'm saying? Over there, up over there at that other after party. It was an after party. Boy, they used to get so lit. We at the after parties after motherfucking parties. You understand me? So our parents of back then had their kids soldier ready. Y'all parents of now, y'all use form of manipulations to keep y'all kids in the home with y'all. It's like y'all got the I don't want to be lonely syndrome. Some of you don't have men, so you really want your sons or daughters in the house with you until the day you die. You use mental control, you know. You use mental control over your children, have them paying all the bills, won't let them excel, won't let them have a husband of their own. You're jealous because you don't have a man to love you. Oh, we got a little lady on the platform right now going off on her mother because she swear her mother used manipulations to keep her sisters in line. She had to leave because her mom uses Jesus a lot to keep her kids at home. And here's some 30, 35, 40. One allegedly, one is supposed to be got married, didn't get married because the mama put lies into the daughter's head about her fiance. Now, how somebody gonna tell me about my man? But your mama them a sure do it, won't they? Your mama and your aunties, and y'all so soft. Y'all so slow. Okay, y'all gonna listen. Why would you listen to somebody, to your mama about what your man say? She ain't around your man, is she? And if she is, that's a motherfucking problem. Y'all little ladies got to read between the lines. You got to learn how to think for yourself. This generation don't think for yourself. And you got to start thinking for yourself, young ladies. You can't believe everything somebody tell you, and I don't give a damn if it's your mama. Do your research, baby. Do the math, baby. 2 + 2 = what? Goddamn 4. It can't be 5 or 6, bitch, if you looking right at the 4 right there. And you saying it's 5 or 6 because your mama telling you it's 5. She could be wrong. She could damn be wrong because she telling you God said. Well, God ain't said it if it's in writing and you see it right motherfucker here. That's what God said. The writing and the pudding is in the proof. Okay, the writing is on the wall. Ladies, we got to start thinking for ourselves. Stop being so weak-minded. It's like this generation is so soft. You guys start fights, and then when the person approach you, they're being aggressive. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to harm you, but you caused what made them approach you in the first place. Ladies, 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 let's talk about it today. We shall. We are. And here's the thing. Look. This is the thing that really kills me. Ladies, we got to start thinking for ourselves. I mean, because listen, you know, I can't stand those ladies that know that their husband or their wives are cheaters, but refuse to acknowledge that it's easier for them to think that, you know, the other woman has some or the other man have some sort of superpower to make their significant other turn on them and go to them. Let me tell y'all something. It takes two to conversate. It takes two to cheat. It takes two to tangle. That girl couldn't fuck herself. That man couldn't fuck himself. To ladies, why y'all always get mad and go for the ladies? Why y'all don't never check y'all men? And let me tell you something. If he cheated one time and then he cheated again and then he cheated again, you know what I'm saying? And he keep apologizing to you. At some point, you have to know, baby, that your man is a community man. This is a community man. This man is for the community. He's not for you. Ladies, we waste our time. We could try to get these community men. We try, like Pac said, we try to get these hoes trying to make them husbands. You can't make that hoe no husband. He been for the community before you even came along. And y'all just refuse to believe that. Just have the Stevie Wonder glasses on. When you got him, he was in the community. You took him from somebody. You ladies got to remember, how you take him is how you gonna lose him. You took him from somebody. So when in taking him from somebody, right? You're going to lose him to somebody. It's only karma, ladies. I don't understand how you ladies feel like you ladies going to change him from doing what he's been doing. If he was a cheater before you, I'm just saying, okay? If he was a cheater before you, he's going to continue on being a cheater. Baby, that's a serial cheater. Okay, you trying to marry a community man and turn that man into a husband. That's never going to, community is just exactly what it says. It's for the community. And it's so sad that us being women, that we don't know that. Girl, your man cheated on you several times. I mean, we would go after the other woman. I mean, we'll tear her up, baby. We'll eat her up. And our husband's sitting right here laughing, looking at us, enjoying the whole thing because he know his little rock riler gonna believe everything he said. No, ladies, let's stop going after the ladies. It's your man with that loosey-goosey. It's that man that's up in that chick. Okay, some women be like, look, I don't even want to deal with you with this woman. Oh, don't worry, I'll deal with her. They the one disrespecting you. They the one telling the other girls, we ain't in no relationship. She in a relationship. I ain't in no relationship. Oh, they real bad with it. They real disrespectful with it. Real disrespectful with it. You should know. I mean, because when you came in the picture, he told you the same shit he telling her. And then y'all ladies so weak to catch cases and shit behind these men. And they sitting up laughing and you risking your freedom, your life. Who would do that? Jail hits different after 30. I keep telling y'all women this. I ain't spending no time on the motherfucker. Okay, unless it's story time. You understand me? Key. Okay, I ain't spending no. It's a hard dog life. For us, you got me fucked up. I don't think so, sir, ma'am. Not me. I love you, but I don't love you, bitch. Okay? To be up in there with my shoulders against the wall. Who does that at all? Okay, are you serious? You ladies don't even be thinking. Here's another thing, trying to destroy a woman's career, trying to take food off her table. You know what I'm saying? Trying to, you know, stop her and her family from eating. That's still not going to solve anything. If she wanted to, she could still get another piece of your man. You doing all this and she could still call your man over. Your man still ain't got enough respect for you. Okay, no matter who you are, you could be a multimillionaire. Your man still going to cheat on you. You get his man's millions on his birthday, which he already has millions anyway, allegedly. But you can get his man millions on his birthday. He is still going to cheat on you. And this is the coldest thing of all, y'all. You could be the baddest girl. This is the baddest bitch. Right. You could be cold, baby. Coco Brown, caramel drops, and the bop, bop, bop. BBL, fail, squail. You know, bop. He will still cheat on you. Here's the coldest thing. You the prettiest bitch in the world. Every man wants you. Every man wants you except your man. Your man will still cheat on you. And here's the coldest part right here that just kills me. Here's the part just kills me at the minute. This the part that I can see. Okay. If they get in women that's badder than you, but when they get in enough nerves to start cheating with average hoes, okay, and you the baddest, and they cheating with average hoe? Oh, baby, I can't, I wouldn't be able to take that. I would let you go on morals alone. Ladies, when is enough enough? A man only do what you let him do. You understand me? Am I enough for you? Ladies, I couldn't be with nobody who makes me feel like I'm not enough for them. And I look at myself every day in the mirror and know I'm the baddest. I couldn't, ladies. Fellas, could you? You know you all ripped up, you tight, you the shit. You know it because other girls tell you you tight and you the smack. And you still being faithful to this hoe, okay? And you go home to her and she make you feel like shit. You second best where? And when you go to work, motherfuckers be trying to jump your bones. You just be handing the old girl a paper. And she be like, we go get that dinner tonight. You be like, nah, you know, because you in love with your girl. But you come home and she treats you like trash. Baby, you second best. Like she got something better. You see what I'm saying? Oh, ladies, we got to do better. And then we got to read the signs. How many times do he have to cheat on you for you to realize that man don't really want you? He just want the something, but he don't really want you. I'm going to tell you, because they're missing something. They're missing something at home if they keep serial cheating. And if they keep serial cheating, they don't really want no relationship, baby. You can't really want no relationship when you out there hitting anything that move. Just because you can. Some of them take it as a conquest. Nah, let me holler at you. Look, you do all that right now. You understand me? And I'm going to holler at you when you mature, baby. Right? You holler at me when you get about 50, you know, when you ready to settle down. You know, some men sometimes be too young to settle down and they don't know how to say it because they want their family, but they still want to, you know, have a little taste of the streets, you know, the road, the community from which they came from. You understand me? And they don't want to really say because they don't want to lose, but they don't want your ass neither. You know, the truth is the pudding is on the wall sometime, pudding. If your man can easily cheat on you, he needs time to experience that single life by itself. And you need time to know your worth, to figure out your worth, to figure out that you are beautiful. And that's not what you deserve, baby. You deserve something better, something more solid. You know, you're mature now. You understand me? You want something, something you can feel, perhaps. You know, right. Yeah, and if you want to wait for me, you can. You know, right. But sometimes, ladies, you got to teach them how to treat you. You know, if you want better treatment, show them how to motherfucking treat you. Sometimes you got to let go for shit to get better. No, sometimes you really got to fucking let go, ladies, for shit to get better. You understand me? Sometimes you gotta let them go. Go soak their wild oaks. You know, going on out there. You go taste the world. You know, I'll holler at you. You know, if I'm not married, you understand me? Because if you find a stable man that loves you and your family and that's ready to build a foundation, then you need to roll with that. Listen, ladies, we can't keep waiting on these men to make up their mind and decide if they want to be in a relationship with you or not. And you can't keep letting these men drag your name through the mud like that. You got to have some motherfucking pride and dignity for you. Okay? What to say? Chest up, chin up, chest out. Y'all better try that. You gotta have some dignity and some pride for yourself. That's dragging your name through the mud. Everybody whispering about you. Oh, she's so stupid. Da, da, da. She can have anybody she want, but she's still sticking with this fool. Sometimes it ain't worth it. Did your mama ever tell you sometime, hon, your daddy took a break? They lying if they ain't say they took a little break so they can get their motherfucking head together. Sometimes you got to let them go so you can have them back the way you want them, though. You understand me? If you really love him, and if he love you, he'll come back. He'll realize that ain't nobody like you. If you really that girl the way you say you that girl, okay. And you really think he can't live without you, test it. Test them waters then, baby girl. See what he working with. If he telling you he can't live without you, get that hoe some years. You want to still play on me and drag my name through the mud and everybody looking at me like I'm soft? I'm somebody's pin cushion? I don't think so. I don't think so. Ladies, you gotta know your worth. You gotta have pride for you. Fellas, you too. Don't bring home no hoe. You know your sisters and your aunties gonna talk about that shit. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that shit. Oh, we're going to talk about that shit. Uh-huh. I don't know. We're going to talk about that shit. I'm telling you. Oh, yeah. I'm drinking my Minute Maid beer. Let me tell you something. The minute y'all leave the motherfucker house with that hood rat, we already talking. We on the four-way. We on the family line. I like to call it family line. Right, our family line consists of my mother and her four daughters, okay? And then we have, you know, the kids jump on, okay? Then we have the two nephews, the two sons. We got the sons, the three. They'll jump on the family line when they want money. They'll jump on the family line when it's important, or they'll jump on the family line when they know we talk about one of their baby moms. But my nephew bought something up in this family, allegedly. We ain't even going to talk about it, but we are, baby, because I'm going to save that juice for Talking Tuesday. Baby, because that's some juice in itself. Okay? What? Honey, that's some juice in itself. I probably save that for our 50,000 episode, baby, because that's juicy. I'm probably going to have to take that on to Zeus. You understand me? KKKKKK. But know your worth. Okay? At some point in time, you have to stop and realize how important you are. You have to stop and realize what's good for your family. Okay? Really, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you got to stop and realize what's good for you. Positive energy is everything. Okay? Right? Listen here. Positive energy is everything. You don't need no Downer Debbie around you. Somebody who's always negative. Okay? He always got something negative to say, or she always got something negative to say. Listen, time is too short. It's time for y'all to be happy. If you're not happy with that woman, let her go. Ain't no need of nobody playing games, because people is dying these days. People is real serious about their husband and their wives and their girlfriends and their boyfriends. Y'all do your research. Don't let anybody into your home no more. We got these pedophiles out here. You got to watch your kids. Mr. Harvey says, do a Google search. Do a Google search, baby. It ain't gonna hurt you. You got to find out who people are, because people lie every day. And they reinvent themselves. Every day, they can be anybody they want, especially over these computer things. Especially, be careful when you date online, ladies. Be careful when you date online. It's a terrible trend out there. They are now starting to rob women. Okay, some women have lost their lives. My condolences to their families, or my condolences to anyone who have lost their lives today, yesterday, last month, last week, last year. My condolences. Take your time. Ain't no blueprint on grieving. Okay, really, just take your time. And do what you need to do to get through it. It gets better as you go. You understand me? The pain lessons. The pain lessons as you go. So, y'all, we just got to be careful. You have to be careful who you let into your home. Okay? Because everybody ain't for you. I'm going to say that. Everybody not for you. It is what it is. All right, it is what it is. I love y'all. Listen, any birthdays out there today, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday any kind of way you want. It's your day. Any anniversaries, take care of your girl. Love is everything. Listen, communication and conversation is the key, okay, to a good relationship, all right? Y'all conversate and communicate. Tell each other what you're thinking. Okay, so nobody won't have disagreement or I thought you said this. No, I thought you said that. No, I thought you said this. No, if y'all talk about it, it won't be no confusion on it. You understand me? Yes, baby, today is Monday. And like I said, we have several topics to talk about. Okay, I'm definitely trying to get to them. Be careful, watch your surroundings, ladies. Be careful out here. Let somebody know where you're going and where you're going to be. All right. It's awful out here. Okay. It's simple as that. It's awful out here. Watch your surroundings and be more better with each other. That's what I was saying. Be more better with each other. And parents, some parents, not all parents, but some parents, y'all need to let these kids grow. Okay, back to that story. Y'all need to let these kids grow, okay? I heard of the story, too. And it's not a lie. Some parents would do anything so they wouldn't have to work. And if that's the case, baby, you need to get yourself in a situation where you won't have to work, okay? I'm not knocking nobody's hustle. I'm going to tell you that I'm not knocking nobody's hustle. I'm not. Lord knows I'm not. But right is right and wrong is wrong. You can't keep using your kids to build your dream home or, funding your kids, funding your dream home. At some point in time, you got to get out and make it happen on your own. I'm telling you, I feel sorry for the kids that, actually had to depend on their parents like that. No, baby, get out and you learn for yourself. Do your own research, okay? Because mama ain't always going to be around. That's what I want to say to that. Mama is not always going to be around, okay, for you to run to when something goes wrong. And y'all kids, don't y'all want to have y'all own? I find that this generation is totally different. Y'all still staying at home at 30, taking the crazy abuse. Boy, I told y'all I was out my mama's house at 18, 17. I wasn't playing no game with Miss Thing. Okay, because she was ready to take every quarter that came in the house. You can pay your own bills, young, beautiful kings and queens. Just think about it. If y'all out here paying your mama bills, which is probably close to $2,000 a month, you can have your own place, sweeties, especially if y'all 30, 25. Listen, it's time for y'all to get out and have your own. You want to lay down and fuck? Get your own shit, Chuck. Okay, it hits different too, y'all little young adults. Quit listening to your mama them so much. If you working and you paying mama them bills, that's $2,000 and something dollars a month, you could get your own place. Let me tell you, it brings the luxury of doing whatever the fuck you want to do in your house. You can have your friends over. Y'all can have a party. You and your boyfriend can run through the house butt naked. And ain't nobody gonna talk no shit about it. Baby, you could go in the refrigerator and drink all the motherfucking orange juice you want and leave a little bit in the carton, because that'll be your motherfucking carton and your motherfucking refrigerator. Listen, young adults, ain't nothing like having your own. You can smoke all the blunts you want up in your own shit. You ain't gotta pack up shit and use the air spray before her mean ass or his mean ass get home. You know what I'm saying? You already know it's gonna be an argument because that bitch had to work 8 hours and still pocketing her money because y'all paying her bills, and here you can't even enjoy a little blunt when you get home. You got to hurry up and spray and then send that shit away before this bitch getting out. Baby, ain't nothing like having your own. You can sit on that couch, put your foot up, light your shit, okay? Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, I sure will. Okay, okay. Puff, puff, give. You can cuss the motherfucker out. Nah, nah, nah. You ain't put in on this, man. You know what I'm saying? You could go through all your Friday moves, miss and shit. Right, right, because it's your house. You can do what the fuck you want. Y'all can run in the motherfucking house. Who's doing all that running? Sit the fuck down. You can actually get a dog if you want a dog. One of y'all wanted a snake. You could get that snake. One motherfucker said he wanted a lizard. The lizard is yours. Okay? You can have it when you in your own shit. Y'all need to experience that. Ain't nothing like having your own. The only way I would live with my mom, and she would have to come live with me now, is if she have a medical condition. Then I'll bring her in. And then I would run that home. That's my home. That wouldn't be a home for her to run. I'm helping you. You see what I mean? Right. Some parents are so fucked up, they're still in them old school ways. You have no business in there if you're working, okay? If you're finished with school and you're working and, you know, your money is generating, you are supposed to experience your own with your husband, okay? Mama already had a husband, and if she didn't, she gonna be a little sideways jealous of you in the house because you got a husband. You got somebody to want to love you and take you somewhere and actually want to be alone with you. See, sometimes, ladies, you little young princess, sometimes the queens be going through things, you know. We got menopause and shit. Our shit is thrown off. Motherfuckers can barely be around us because we always angry, sometimes hot, because we, some of us go through menopause. It depends on how old your mother is or your father. You know, father don't go through menopause. He has always been a bastard. That's why you need your own. You know, a man gonna always be a man, and a man gonna be disappointed if his son ain't got his own anyway. So I suggest you go out there and get your own. Really, they ain't gonna say it. We ain't gonna say it. But in the back of our head, we feel like we failed you. Okay? The ones who don't, they want you to stay there to keep paying their way out. See, parents that want you to stay at home, they want you to stay there so they can keep having a free ride. They don't have to pay no more. Some of them probably tired, don't want to work, legs and shit hurt. Just say that. You know what I'm saying? But let your kid have experience the same freedom that you experienced when you had your own place. Especially if they paying half of all the motherfucking bills, y'all. Ain't nothing like your own, ladies and gentlemen, young kings and queens. Ain't nothing like having your own. You know, what if your homegirl get in trouble or something done went down at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning? She got to call you outside. You got to go pick her up and meet her at her house. When you could have had your own place, her raggedy ass could have made it to your house, and y'all could have been sitting up there talking, spend the night, friend. You could go home in the morning. You understand me? You can't do that shit at your mama's house. I know you ain't got time, Quisha, a ratchet ass up in there. I thought you said you ain't messing with her no more. It depends on if your mama ratchet and messy, because you know if we are, we gonna say ratchet and wretched shit. Some parents are, you know. I'm encouraging mine to get out so she can experience her home, but when she's ready. You understand? Whenever she's ready, you know, I don't push, I don't shove, you know, whenever she's ready, because I know it's going to be fun when you get out there. I remember when I had my own, my first place, my own place to myself. It was the shit. Y'all, every weekend I had parties. But here's the thing, because, you know, your girl don't why not? Because we can. I am such a fucking lady. I have always been such a fucking lady. Even back in my pimping years. Yes, you heard what I say. Even in my pimping years, I was such a fucking lady. You understand me? So when I got my first place, okay. Right. I had a job. I was old enough. Not really, but I lied to the man because I had the fake IG and everything. And I had my job, so I had the money to back the motherfucking shit up. Baby, it was beautiful. It was on the lake. I'll never forget. Racine, Wisconsin, baby. Okay? Ooh. Oh, my God. Oh, it was beautiful. It was like on the other side of Park Avenue. I don't know if anybody remember that, but anybody know that. But if you lived out there, you would know. Yeah, baby, I was back in that Midwest. Mid-East, Midwest, yeah. For years, about five. Lived, loved it. Had my own place, y'all. It was off the lake. Baby, every Saturday, because Friday I'll get paid because I work. So then we'll get everything prepared for Saturday. And if you were chosen that weekend, you could come over, we could chill, but you wasn't coming empty-handed. You were bringing food, alcohol, you know, and some smoke, you some greens, okay? You know, because back then, little herbal essence, okay? So you would bring that, and you couldn't come if you didn't have that. And we would sit back and chill. Your session would be about an hour. And then, you know, because it was like four cousins. It was my house. But my others, in my house, because I had to take care of my little sister. And then my other two cousins ran away. So they came over there. So every Saturday, if they met somebody like every weekend or something, when they went to the club, they'll invite them over. But you got to have the bare essentials plus some change. We would chill, play spades, play dominoes, have fun. Used to drink some shit called private stock. It was some beer. Oh, my God, it was green. It was strong. It was delicious. We was lit. We was lit, as y'all would say. Okay. And it was beautiful upstairs, downstairs. Honey, we had a fucking car wash. My grandmother was, okay, she had her own homeless shelter. Okay, these were the good ass days. She had her own homeless shelter. So we would raise money for the homeless shelter and whatever for her, for food, plates and all that. So we had a car wash. Baby, it was our first successful car wash. They came, honey. We said donations. We put the pot out there, baby. The pot was full, to say the least. All our little friends came through. All the little friends as far as Chicago, Kenosha, Milwaukee. You understand me? All to Little Racine. Pot was full 3-4 times. Took my grandmama down there the money. She said, baby, y'all ain't over there doing none illegal, is you? We said, Granny, if you call washing cars illegal, then we all about to get locked up. Boy, all she did was laugh. She was so proud of her grandbabies that week. Okay, she must have preached about us on Sunday a good 3-4 hours. Okay. Oh, yeah. And when Granny preached about you, of course, we had some we put up, and some of you bastards had to be put down. Okay. And Auntie them got ate up that weekend because they didn't contribute. They didn't try to contribute. And they let these young girls beat them up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We took pleasure. It was our pleasure in the beating our aunties out of some bullshit. It was, because it made my grandmother happy. And it made us happy to be able to do something for her, because she was always doing something for us. God bless her soul. May she rest in peace. I love that. That was an extraordinary woman. That's me. You understand me? Right. So we loved it. You know, doing what we needed to do. Listen, ain't no better fun than having your own motherfucking place and having your own. We didn't have a car yet. We didn't really care about a car because the town was so small. You could walk it where you're talking. You could walk anywhere you wanted to go, baby. Okay. But in the wintertime, you couldn't. That's the only thing. In the winter, it used to snow. It used to be below some shit. So you had to have a car. Okay. I didn't have one, but my friends did. Yes, they did. And I got rides every single day. Okay, but nice. I have a friend too. He was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, my friend, for, you know, helping me with those rides. Yeah, I had a friend who brought me to work and brought me home every day. And he had a woman. And he risked a lot to take your girl to work and everything, right, y'all? Such a sweet guy. I want to say thank you for that. His name was Sean. I appreciate you, Sean. Okay, I'm a Salakum, Lakum Salam. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's Muslim. Right, I appreciate. You know, they be some of the sweetest, don't they? Yes, always such a gentleman. Always such a gentleman. I remember one time, y'all, I was bad as hell. See, listen. That's the pleasure of having your own place, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. Let's talk about it. Can we? We can and we shall and we will. Understand me. Now, listen. The pleasure of having your own place is, listen, one night I invited Mr. Sean back to my spot, right? We were so shy. We were both kids. We couldn't have been no more than 18, maybe 17, 18, maybe 19, maybe 19. We were both kids, okay? I invited him back to my spot, right? So he came in. I said, come on in, sit down. We both were so nervous, and he was beautiful. Oh, that baby was beautiful. Okay, we both had long hair. I had long curl. Baby curls was back. It's the soul glow. Right, baby, I was soul glowing for real, baby. Okay, I'm telling y'all, world on wheels, I had it. I had that Jerry curl, baby. But anyway, I sat him down, and I went, I was like, yeah, all right, I'm going to get us some beer. He said, I don't drink. I said, okay, you sure? He said, yeah. So I said, okay, I'm going to drink, okay? So I went, got that private star, glug, 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 this happened years ago. And I just love the bond with you because I love you. And it's part of having an experience in your own place, baby. Experience some shit. So, baby, I went and goggles down that private stop. I came back in that motherfucking living room like the woman I said I am for the class. Okay. But that night, I was thinking I was going to get that ass. Do you hear me? Baby, I sat down by myself. Okay. So, what we going to do? He's like, whatever you want. Just as shy, I picked up his hand. His hand was shaking. So I said, oh, no, this ain't going to work. He's already nervous. So what I did was what I thought I was going to do to break the ice, you know, because I'm thinking maybe he a boob man. Baby, I'm going to lift up my shirt to show Mr. Sean my boobs. Baby, Mr. Sean jumped up and ran up out of there. Yes, yes. She got up and back. And listen, didn't talk to Mr. Shaw for like a week. Okay, mind you, I had to get my cousin to take me to work because, get out of here, because I thought, you know, something was wrong and maybe I did something wrong to Mr. Sean. You know, so I called my cousin, you know, because I called him. You know, back then it was beepers, I think it was. I beeped him, and he didn't answer back. So I'm like, oh my God, you know, I hope I didn't kill him, you know. I hope I didn't hurt him. So I called my uncle or my cousin, one of them was taking me to work for the week. So finally, poof, he pops up. He pops up at the house, right? All right, one night after we get off work. You know, I get home, my uncle dropped me off and everything, and then my uncle goes, is that Sean parked across the street? Right, you know, because he's a shy guy, right? He was just a shy, just darling, right? So I was like, it is. So I went, you know, because I knew he had a baby mama, and I'm thinking, oh, shit. You know, he must have gotten in trouble that night, and, you know, maybe he's put out or something. I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't want all this to happen to him because he was such a beautiful person, a beautiful soul. He still is now. I walk across the street. Mind you, it's snowing. It's some below some shit. It's cold. So I'm all bundled up. And he rolls down the window. He goes, get in the car. So I'm like, oh, my God, get in the car. I'm like, okay. You know, it is beautiful. Baby, if you ever seen snow late night and then you got that one street light and you look up and the snow is actually falling down, baby, that's some beautiful romantic shit. Okay, I was like, Roo. I looked up, I'm like, Roo. All right, I'm like, oh shit, okay. And then the voice get in the car. I'm like, oh my God, okay, I hope everything okay, you know. So I get in the car, I'm like, is everything okay? He's like, everything's fine. I'm like, why you run away that way? That day, that night, right? He's like, you have to let me know when you're gonna do things like that. I wasn't expecting it, and I wasn't looking at you like that. I said, what? You know, I said, well, how was you looking at me? He's like, as a friend, but now reached over Okay, we had like a beautiful kiss. And then I told him, thank you, and you don't have to do this. And it's not something that, you know, I needed or something I wanted. I was just trying to give you a treat for, you know, taking me to work and bringing me home every night. And he goes, thank you. I really appreciate you. You know, after we had that beautiful kiss, you know, because I didn't want to force him because he was a good guy. He loved his baby mama. You know, because I could tell you being in the car with me, nobody could ever be in the car with me. You know what I'm saying? And hold theyself down. He held it down. Even in the house, what he did was jumped up and left. To me, that was the perfect motherfucking gentleman. Just perfect. And I didn't push him. He was the perfect gentleman, but I had to give him that kiss, y'all. I had to give him that kiss because he said, I didn't see you like that. I wanted you to be my friend. You know, I knew he was with his baby mama. He had two kids already, you know. He just wanted a friend and talk about, you know, how women be acting and woo-woo-woo. So when I gave him that kiss, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful relationship after that. He depended on me, y'all. He asked me questions about why women do this, why women do that. He actually stayed married, I think it was, they said, like 30 to 40 years till the kids got grown. I believe that's what he told me. And then they both went their separate ways because, you know, they wanted different things. They grew out of love. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, you can experience shit like that, ladies and gentlemen, in your own motherfucking spot. You can't enjoy that in your mama's house. Mm-mm. You could not enjoy that at your mama's house. You're not going to know what's going on in your beautiful king head at your mama's house because she ain't going to give you time because she ain't experienced beautiful shit like that. See, when they don't experience beautiful shit like that, they don't expect you to. You got to get out there and experience things. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a chance to go out and travel, go travel. Why stay here and be pressured and be, you know, abused by somebody else fucked up ways? Us being parents, sometimes we fucked up. You know, just because we didn't do this and that, you know, when we was younger, we trying to make sure y'all don't do it. No, go live. Get your own place. Live your life. Experience having a husband. Experience having some kids. Experience have to discipline their ass. Experience them making you embarrassed of their funky ass one day. I want y'all to experience everything that we have experienced. That way, when you get older, like us, you can sit back in your rocking chair and tell all your nieces and nephews or your grandkids how the fuck you was wilding out in this bigger ass beautiful world. You understand me? Listen, I feel like young adults, this world is for y'all to fuck up in. This y'all time. This y'all time to fuck it up and clean it up. You understand me? Okay? You had your little fun while you're in your 20s. Get wild. Get crazy. You straighten up when you hit your 30s. 40s, you're solid. 50s, you got it. You see what I mean? You on vacations and shit everywhere with your family. 55, you done built that financial wealth, that generational wealth. You done did that. You can relax now. I don't understand why motherfuckers still gangbanging over 50. Where? When? You was supposed to already had that sold up in your 20s, and you was supposed to been an OG by your 40s. 50s, you ain't even supposed to be. You just supposed to be giving advice.